Good afternoon. We are Praise Church of Deliverance Ministries. We're here at 525 Colmore Drive here in Fuquay, Arena. And we're here this Sunday morning to Sunday evening to give our church service and to welcome each and every one who's looking in. We're here to praise the Lord as always. And I'm sure you're going to help us and want to be here with us to praise Him. As I said, we are Praise Church of Deliverance Ministries. I am Pastor James Peoples with Prophet Pastor Callie Peoples. Our phone numbers, we give out our numbers. Her number is 984-368-2942. My number is 984-270-3011. We give out our numbers to anyone who wants to contact us for anything. We also are on TV. We are on Facebook, of course, Roku, YouTube, Fire Stick, and all you do is just go on each one of these services and search Fivefold Network. The word Fivefold Network. And you'll be able to pull us up. Our Cash App, Church Cash App, is $5 Praise Church 10. Anyone who would like to send us a donation to this church, we welcome each and every one of you to do that. I think I got everything out, all that out of the way. I'm going to start with our Sunday morning church prayer. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. Dear God, we thank you so much this day for all our life, health, and our strength. Dear God, we thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a sound mind, good body. We thank you so much for everything you do for us. Dear God, we pray this morning that you will look after us, see to each one of us, dear God, in each of our ways, each one of our ways. Dear God, we thank you for our salvation we have. Thank you for our churches. Thank you for everything, dear God. We thank you for the mind to want to praise you, worship you. Dear God, we thank you for giving us the belief to want to believe in you and have faith in you. Belief is number one word. You have to believe. You have to believe all the way in and out and through. We have to believe in you, dear God. If you don't believe, you're wasting your time. You have to believe. I thank God. I pray God, I thank you for giving me to the belief I have in you. I completely believe there's a God. I completely believe in God. And there's no other way I believe. And dear God, we pray this morning that each and one of us will have that belief in you. Dear God, we pray that you raise everyone that is sick out of their beds, out of their wheelchairs, and away from their canes. We pray, dear God, that you fix everyone's body if it's not right. Give them the strength to give up, to get up, not give up. Give them the strength to get up, walk to your churches all over the world, and praise and worship you. Dear God, we hope that you will one day eliminate jails. Take jails off the earth. Fix each one's mind who's not right and want to do wrong, and no one to be incarcerated. That's one good wish. Everyone needs to have the right mind to live right, do right, honor each other. so there'll be no jails. We know there's always going to be evil on the earth. But there's good and there's evil. We know this is always going to be here because of Satan. But God, give each one of us the mind to not want to do wrong. And it would ease the problem that's here on earth. Because earth is in trouble. Man is in trouble. Dear God, bless our families, our children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews. Bless our families, Lord. Give them the mind, all of them the mind, to want to praise and worship you also, dear God. Dear God, we pray that you keep our children right, keep them straight in school, out of school. Dear God, put in their mind to want to go to church, put in their parents' mind to send them to church. Dear God, give us traveling mercy out here on the highway today, because we have to go out, we have to go different ways, and we need your mercy, we need your traveling mercy. As always, the road is dangerous. Dear God, we thank you so much for everything you do for us. We can't thank you enough. Can't say it enough. We give you so much gratitude. Just our life is enough, dear God. Regardless of all the possessions we have, all the houses, the cars, there are nothing compared to our own life, to our lowly life. Without life, there are no possessions. And without life, we can't worship and praise you. So we thank you, God, for our life, our health, and our strength. And that's everything pertaining to you. Thank you, dear God, for this service this morning. May it be to your liking. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be in our service this morning. In God's name we ask, amen, amen. That was our morning prayer. Call to worship is next. Dear God in heaven, we assemble here now to honor Christ. We remember Jesus' promise that where two or three come together in his name, there will he be also. We claim that promise today as we meet around his table. May we sense his presence. Then, when we go from here, may it be to his service. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name. The heavens declare your glory. The earth displays your majesty. The silence of the forest, the whisper of the brook, and the song of nature all sound your praise. As one small part of your great creation, we lift up our hearts also. O God, we come before you through Jesus, our high priest. How grateful we are that he lived among us and sympathized with our weaknesses. Through him, we approach you with confidence to receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Accept our worship today, we ask, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That was our call to worship. Next, I'm going to read a short scripture for us right quick. Short scripture. I'm going to read Psalms 119, verses 33-40. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for there are in do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy faith, devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts, and quicken me in thy righteousness. That was Psalms 119, 33 through 40. And the word, of course, is always blessed. That was our scripture. I'm going to go ahead and do our offering right quick. Dear God, we thank you so much for our offering that was given to us this day. And may it help in the upbringing and the upbuilding of your church, dear God. Bless the ones that gave. Bless the ones that didn't have to give this morning, Lord. Amen. Will you hand me that red book right there? I'm going to read a poem right quick, and then the prophet's going to come and do all she's supposed to do. But I'm going to read a poem right quick. And I got quite a few in this little book. I'm going to read this one. I've read it before, but it's a very good poem, and I like it. And it's truthful, and it's uplifts the heart and the mind. And the name of this poem is "We'll Get Through This." Lord, our troubles are so great, we don't know what to do. The price for our iniquity is finally coming due. The world is crumbling all about. No safe place can be found. Right is wrong, wrong is right. The change is quite profound. Lord, we need your guiding light to lead us out of here. We'll focus on your word and prayer to take away our fear. Temptations of this dying world we'll rule out and let go. Give our burdens all to you. Shed our worldly woe. That's how we'll get through this, Lord, assured of your protection, help, and everlasting love. That was a poem called "We'll Get Through This." And that was a good little poem to think about and think on. But now I'm turning it over to Prophetess Peoples for praise and worship and her herbs and current event. And she can go ahead and bring the message while she's up here. Do it all at one time. Today is her day to do the message. So please listen. When she come up, listen to everything she had to say. Thank you.
We give God the glory this morning. We're so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, having a mind to call him and a mind to serve him and a mind to obey. And we thank him for all he's doing for you and I and the whole generation. Because everybody's somebody, and it ain't God's will that no man perish. And we're going to go on into to God be the glory, our praise and worship on this morning. And the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lame. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. And he is good. So when you come in, you want to praise, you want to thank him for just helping you to make another week, another day, just waking you up this morning. It's just so much to thank him for. And we'll be never able to praise and thank God enough for all he's doing for all us in this whole generation. So we come in at this time. That's why we have it in our service and give him praise and give him thanks for all he's done. Because he's done a lot for all us. And we can't even number the things that he did for us and gonna do for us. And we give him praise on this morning. We give the praises to our King, for he is our King. We He gives praise to our King, for He is our King. He gives praise to our King, for He is our King. He gives praise to our King, for He is our King. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. He reigns forever. He reigns forever. He can stand, and ain't nobody can take from God or add to Him. When all God's children get together, time, what a time, what a time. We gon' sit down on the bank of the river. What a time, what a time, what a time, when all God's children get together. Oh, what a time, what a time, what a time, we're gonna sit out on the bank of the river. What a time, what a time, what a time. We're gonna sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down on the bank of the river. What a time, what a time, what a time. Hallelujah, have a good time, you make it in. Hallelujah. I believe it said one moment don't pay for it all. It would just make it in. Hallelujah. He's everything. If we just make it into the kingdom of God by living right down here and doing the thing that's right and praising Him. Uh-huh. God is a good God, and He's worthy to be praised. And ain't nothing too hard for a God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Oh, surrender all to Jesus. Yes. We just don't want to live part of the way or just obey some of his word, but believe everything in that word. And I know you'll make it to heaven, no shadow of a doubt. We give God the glory today. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God, and he going to do what he said, because he said his word wasn't going out void. To God be the He's a good God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And he is in charge, and he's handling everything. If we'll just learn to trust in him. We need to pray. Pray. Pray a prayer for me. God the glory this morning, because there's so much going on in life and in the land. Hallelujah. We need God. Whoa, Lord, have mercy. We need it with all our heart, mind, body, soul, and prayer. And we can't pray enough. To God be. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. And stay on ground like them soldiers did. No matter what go or come, they can't run off. You got to stay until your time is over. And that's what we got to do here on this earth till the Lord come. Because he's going to come and get us one by one. And we want to be ready and done what he told us to do. Hallelujah. To God be the glory today. We're so grateful and thankful to have y'all coming in. And we thank God for the praise and worship on this morning. He's so good, and he meeting us and giving us strength. Because we busy all the time doing this and doing that. And God, we just go from strength to strength in the Lord. It ain't nothing that we get praise and honor for, but God gets the praise, honor, and glory out of everything we say and do. Because we realize without him, we're not doing anything. And we give him praise today. Hallelujah. That's why we sung that song. We give the praises to our King. Because he is our King. Ain't nobody. The Bible said ain't no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Nobody but Jesus. We used to sing in the early church. Nobody but Jesus. Oh Lord. Nobody but Jesus. Whoa. Jesus is the one. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Pastor People, if you give me some of them tissues over there, to God be the glory. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised, and he deserves all the honor, glory, and praise. I don't care if we stayed up day and night. We could never thank and praise God enough for all his wondrous work, how he done so much for heal our bodies so many times, made ways out of no way, opened many doors that we could not see. Hallelujah. Keep us fed and clothed and keep us on our job, giving us strength to work, whether we feel like it or not. He give us strength to go on. But we give him praise, honor, and glory for all he's doing and all he's going to do, how far he brought us from, for where he's taking us to. Because he brought us from a long way. I don't know where y'all know that song, Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. When I was sick and in my sin, Jesus came and took me. He looked beyond my fault and he saw my knees and he drew me in even way. And he's still working on us right now. Ain't none of us made it yet. To God be the glory. But we're working out our salvation every day with fear and trembling, crying out to God to help us. Hallelujah. Because all us sin and come short. And I give God the glory today. He's worthy to be praised. And he's the author and finish our faith. Hallelujah. And he's the author of life of everything. He's in charge of. We just learn to trust on him. And he said, don't be worrying well doing it. We'll just trust him and put our trust in him and look to him. Lifting our eyes to the hill from whence cometh our help. He said he never leaves us or forsaken. Sometimes we leave him, but he don't leave us. He stay right there helping us even when we feel like we don't want to do right. But we give God the glory on, and he deserve it all. He's in charge. And we give him glory today. And we thank God for that praise and worship today. Hallelujah. And everything that come through does for, and he coming in. Thank you for meeting us here this morning, Jesus, and taking over in here, even in us, giving us strength and help to do what we do and say what we say. And your people out there worldwide, everywhere, you in charge, the whole generation, pouring your spirit out on them. We need your help, God. Hallelujah. Because we wouldn't make it without. And thank you for helping us to take it and make it, no matter what good come. Just so thankful and grateful this morning. You in charge. He's the same God today as he was yesterday, and he don't change. We change sometimes, but God don't change. Okay, now we're going to go on, move on from the praise and worship. We thank God for those songs of praise and giving us the strength to sing and go, and you as well, whatever you're doing in life. We're praying for blessings on it as well, that y'all will get whatever you need, whatever you desire in life. God got it in his hand. It was just learn to trust him. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're going to go on down into our herbs this morning. Herb is a natural medicine from God. That's what it is. He gave it for the healing of the nation. That's what he gave it to us for. Hallelujah. And it comes in many ways. Sometimes you get it from the sea. Sometimes you get it out of trees. Sometimes you get it from the ground. Whichever way God felt that he wanted to fix it and put it up for us to get to it. This is a natural medicine. Just like the chemical medicine that we go get from the doctor and synthetic medicine and stuff. But it's God. He given us these earthly medicines that we can take to help us as well. It's a lot of them. You have to look in and go in and study. Pull up herbs on your computer. Pull it up. You'll see the different kind that God has made. He made so many of them, you just can't hardly number them. To God be the glory. So this morning is for the healing of the nation. We're going to talk about sea moss. See, I see them. I told you they come from the sea sometimes. This is sea moss. S-E-A and another word, M-O-S-S. Sea moss. That's what we're talking about this morning. Okay? It provides iodine and it also provides tyrosine, T-Y-R-O-S-I-N-E, all right, which supports a healthy thyroid. It'll help you with your thyroids, okay? It is rich in fibroid. Fibroid helps the stomach, help you be able to move your bowels good, and it helps ease indigestion. Fibroid helps things to be easy if you're a person that's constipated. Hallelujah, it helps you death. It also acts as a probiotic. That's what probiotics are. You use them to help, because I had to use them on our little grandbaby while she had that problem. Okay, and it boasts good bacteria in the gut. Okay, see, it helps you have good bacteria in the gut. To God be the glory. It contains filler chemicals that improve the immune system. It helps with the immune system. To God be the glory. It's fibroid content, which I was talking about, fibroid. means that it slows down digestion and balances blood sugar levels. That's what it does. It is high in minerals such as iodine, potassium, and calcium. It's high in those are minerals. I didn't even know they were minerals to the day. Iodine, not today, but as I begin to study, to God be the glory, correction. Okay, iodine, potassium, and calcium. Those are minerals. Hallelujah. That they are high in. Okay, still talking about sea moss. It is low in calories and sugar, gluten free. You know, gluten free stuff, nothing ain't in it that ain't good for you. Hallelujah. This is what this is. It's low in calories. It is a type of red algae. Y'all know what algae is. It be in the sea, it be in the waters and stuff, and you can see it a lot of time on top of the water. I think you can see it up under it also with different colors. Also known as iris. It's known as iris moss. That's what it's also called. And it's also called Chondrus crispus. Okay, they give names to different things, and this is what sea moss is sometimes called. It's harvested for its carrageenan, which be in different things in time in food, an ingredient used to thicken milk product. Y'all know that. I might not have pronounced it right. It's C-A-R-R-A-G-E-N-A-N. Carrageenan, okay. An ingredient used to thicken milk. Y'all know that stuff to make milk thick, milk product. Sometimes it be in ice cream. To God be the glory. But it's available in supplement. You can get it in supplement form. You can get it in powder form. Hallelujah. You can get it in gel. And you can get it in gummies. A lot of things are coming in gummies now. Just like that gummies candy. I think y'all know about Oprah Winfrey has one where they have found out would help you with your weight. If you get her gummies that they have fixed for. To God be the glory. Weight Watchers, I think, worked with that for her and got it right. It can help blood sugar, help lower cholesterol, and blood pressure. It will help all of that. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This sea moss. It helps you lose weight, too. If you want to lose weight, it'll help you with that. So that's what sea moss is this morning. The things that it could help you with if you're having trouble, you know. To God be the glory. Things you would be interested in changing or going into this. But like I tell you, I'll always check with your doctor. I don't know where. It don't have nothing saying that it would be necessary for this one. But it may be for somebody. To God be the glory. Check with your doctor if you're on another type of medicine. Okay, let's go on down into our carrot event this morning. Okay. Our carrot event is very simple this morning. We're going to talk about lightning. Y'all know about lightning, what lightning. A lot of time we might be going to the store somewhere and all of a sudden lightning come up and storms come up. It come a lot of time through storms and different things and lightning will start flashing. And you have to be careful out there because we had some people even in Sanford that died that was out there in that lightning. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And it killed them. Okay. The flashing of light, that's what lightning is. Produced by a discharge of atmospheric electricity. It's coming from up in the sky. You know it comes from there. So that's what it means. The flashing of light produced by a discharge of atmospheric electricity. That's what lightning is. To God be the glory. And then it says one cloud to another or between a cloud and the earth. Y'all see it. It be flashing all up there in the cloud and everywhere. And from one cloud from the earth back and up, it be flashing. To God be the glory. Okay. It also means to be blistering. To God be the glory. What is that? Fleet. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Rapid. You know, when it move, it flashes real quick. Lightning flash quick before you know it. It'll be done come before you know it and flash and did whatever it's going to do. And sometimes it don't bother nobody. But I see when it come, I get out of its way. I go into the house or somewhere, stay in the car somewhere. I don't just be all out there trying to do everything, mow the yard and do everything and know it's lightning out there. Because you can get struck by lightning. To God be the glory. Lightning can be very dangerous. So be careful. People have been, like I said, struck by lightning. Be careful if you are outside when it comes. In your home, stay away from electric sockets and wires. That's the way our mama, years ago, mama, boy, they had us to cut off all the lights. They didn't have no lights on when the lightning come, and they would unplug sockets. That's the way it was when I was young, because a lot of time that lightning could come through it and blow a fuse or blow out the socket or something. So, you know, you have to be very careful with lightning. A lot of people don't know that, but I'm letting you know today, you have to be very careful when it comes to lightning. Some people do everything in it, anything, cook, do anything. We cut our stoves off because that lightning can come through your stove and blow the stove out and hurt you as well. Only God keep you that you wouldn't get hurt. To God be the glory. Now, that's what lightning is. I explained it today. Hallelujah. I believe y'all can understand it real well. We give God the praise for lightning. All these things he made, rain. God made rain. He made lightning. But all of it is for a purpose. Anything God made is for a purpose. Sun, shining, all this light and stuff, bring light to the earth and stuff. All the heavenly bodies, and not the heavenly bodies, but all of like the earth and the moon and the stars and the sky. But lightning is something that God, too, he made that as well. To God be the glory. And we want to be careful, though, in lightning. Just don't be a go somewhere and sit down and rest when the lightning come. I do. I sit down. I get out of the way of lightning. I don't play with lightning. No more than about 2 years ago, this woman that we know, I think her son got struck by it. So you have to be very careful, you know, not out there mowing and, like I said, doing a bunch of stuff on the outside and doing things. And it's lightning and raining like I don't know what. And you out there still trying to do something. Sometimes you have to be still sometimes and find something else to do. To God be the glory. But we give God the glory for lightning today. He made it. We give God the glory for it. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Hallelujah. That was our caring event today. That's what lightning was. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to go on, and like Pastor People said, I'm moving along because we got our second service up in Ghosted on today. So we're going to go on and run on through here into this and get this done. We give God glory, honor, and praise for him coming in, being with us on this morning. And thank you for your presence, God. We love you so very much, and we need you in everything we say and do. Because without you, we ain't doing nothing. And we're in our mouth what to say every time we preach or teach or help your people and ourselves as well. We're grateful for you, Father, and we love you very much. To God be the glory, okay? What I'm going to talk about today is something that all us have to watch. Because all of us do it and make mistakes. Ain't none of us perfect. All of us sin and come short of the glory of God. That's the scripture I can give for that. Hallelujah. Even though God may have given me some other scriptures here, we'll see as we move on. If not, that's a good one. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ain't nobody perfect. Ain't nobody made it yet. We all working toward perfection every day, and we all sin. The Bible said a man is a liar if he say that he don't sin. Hallelujah. Some people, I ain't sin. I don't got those go. I ain't sin. Yes, you do. You make mistakes. You ain't perfect. You ain't made it yet. Ain't none of us made it yet. And Satan, have you just as ignorant as you can be. God said he would not have his people to be ignorant. You know, because long as Satan is in this earth and we in this mortal body, we going to make mistakes and we'll sin sometimes. That's why we have to repent. And God gave us the diagnosis of what we need to help us to get away from sin and stay away from sin is to live right and repent if you did do something wrong. Don't keep piling sin on top of sin. To God be the glory, forgive me. I know I didn't do right. I didn't act right. Because some of us, we know we don't act right and do. We ain't perfect. We working toward perfection every day. But we don't want to make that as no excuse for not living right. And that's why the Bible told us to desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. And God, thank you for giving your word, me word for your people this morning. And we love you very much. Hallelujah. He's a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. And his eye is running to and fro across the earth, beholding evil good. So don't think that you can fool God running out here doing things. You ain't got no business. God is looking at everything. You said his eye is running to and fro across the earth, seeing what's evil and what's good, seeing people out there that's sinning and doing things. They ain't got no business. But then he let me know he's taking care of the righteous righteous too every day, but he said he hate the ways of those that ain't saved. Hallelujah. He want them saved now, because it ain't his will that no man perish, but he ain't satisfied with their ways, and he don't like the way they are. To God be the glory. And that's part of sin. When God don't like our way, we sinning one way or the other. All us sin sometimes. All us make mistakes. Ain't none of us got no glorified body yet. So don't let the devil fool you. I don't care. You got the Holy Ghost. You still make mistakes and you sin. And that's why you have to repent sometime. And ask God, we get off track sometime. And then God have to get us back on track. All the disciples before, if you read your word of God, they all made mistakes. Hallelujah. Some of them really sinned and went into, ain't no big sin and ain't no little sin. Sin is sin. And it stinks in God's nostrils. So what we want to do is try to get sin right. Sin don't take from God. Don't put you toward God. It take you away from God. It separates you from God. So you don't want to be caught up in sin where it separated you from God, because you want to draw nigh to God, learn more of him, obey his word, and do what he said, so you'll be blessed. And he said you have favor him as you stop sinning and living that old life that you used to live long time ago. Don't let Satan talk you back in to doing that. The Bible said, who has bewitched you? A lot of people are bewitched. They came out of sin, but then they went right back into sin. And you don't want to be bewitched. Let people bewitch you. Well, I wouldn't go. I don't know what in the world you going to church for like you do all the time. And you always talking about the Lord. Yes, you better talk about the Lord day and night, because you need the Lord. And you don't. The Bible says meditate on the Lord day and night. You don't know when you're going to have to call on God. We don't even know every time we leave our home, when we get up in the morning, even these bodies, right? Hallelujah. Some people don't even live, don't even make it out. Hallelujah. Of their mother's womb. Some babies die before they get out. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm talking about. We better keep our mind stayed on the Lord and stay away from sin, because sin separates you from God. Sin is not going to put you close to God. It's going to take you away from God, because you want to get closer to God and know his way and live holy like he said and obey him, so you can get stronger, so you can be bolder, so you can get more understanding, so that you can stand and have the power to withstand no matter what go or come. And we got to learn to stay away from sin. Hallelujah. Because we don't want nothing to separate us from the love of God. Honestly, say God gave his only son. Hallelujah. In this world, he gave his only son that we might have the right to the tree of life. And we don't have to live in sin. But a lot of us think we do. No, we don't have to. If we let the devil rule us and don't get God's spirit, and if you don't have his spirit, you need to seek it, because his spirit will help you to stay away from sin. He'll talk and tell you, look, now, Callie, you know that ain't right, you doing that. That ain't good to be like that. I wouldn't do that. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, because he's our comforter. He's our keeper. He's our guide. And that's why we need to seek him and ask God for it, so we can stand and stay away from sin. Because sin is not what God loves. God hates sin. God is not a God of sin. He's a God of love. He's a God of obedience. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of kindness. Everything God do is good. Hallelujah. And he's working good in there. For these bad things is coming for the devil, and God can allow the devil to do the bad thing. Hallelujah. But God is good. Everything about God is good. And if Satan, somebody teaching otherwise, they're telling a lie, because God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised, and he's not a God of sin. Hallelujah. Because he told, hallelujah, starting from the first one that God made. To God be the glory. Adam and Eve, he made that. Hallelujah. And you know how Adam and Eve was. Hallelujah. Told them not to eat. He done put them in that brutal for garden. To God be the glory. And they didn't have to worry about anything. They didn't even know they was naked until they disobeyed God and sinned and did what he told them not to do. He said, now y'all can eat of every tree, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's what they did. But it wasn't the man, it was the woman. That's why the woman is the weaker vessel. I don't care what we call to be. We fold, the men is the head, and God is place us working with them and them working with us. Now, man, we ain't making no excuse. issues for y'all either, because y'all got y'all place to work with your wife and help her and stuff, not ruling boss around and treat her like a dog and you run the street. That's not it either, but you got to learn to get it together. The home is a unit, working together, the children and the parents, hallelujah, together, working together to keep that home clean, even in our heart and our mind, through sticking together and staying together and praying together. Hallelujah, to God be the glory. God is not a God of sin. He was made perfect. Hallelujah, when Adam sins, God made another Adam, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's the perfect Adam. Ain't no Adam like this, ain't now like this one. Can mess up, don't mess up. Even when they took him to the cross, he didn't say a mumbling word. Hallelujah. But when he got ready, when he wasn't going to the cross, he corrected them when he needed to. To God be the glory. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. So don't think sin, you can get to heaven with sin in your life. The Bible said, lay aside every weight, anything that the devil try to put in you, making you hate people, making you don't want to do right. Hallelujah. He said, lay aside every weight and sin, with dust so easily beset you. You can get it real quick, because it's a thin line between love and hate. And God bring love, but the devil bring evil. So we got to watch as well as pray. That's what the word said. I'm talking about sin today. Don't let sin break you from knowing God, from get to heaven. You got to get away from sin, because it stinks in his nostrils. He's not pleased with sin. To God be the glory. But he did say that he came to save everybody. He don't have no respect to person. But don't make that as a portion that you can sin and say, I can sin over and over again. I don't even have to repent. Some people don't even know what it is to say I'm sorry. I'll say I'm sorry in a few minutes. I don't mind saying I'm sorry if I did something to you. Even on today, I say I'm sorry. I repent right now, because I don't want no sin in my life. I don't want nothing to stop me from getting to God. Hallelujah. And all these weights and sins and stuff we carry, I don't like that girl. She did so and so to me 10 years ago. All those weights and sins, you gotta let them weights and sins go and obey God and do what he said. Obey his word. He said the ones that love me is the one that obey my commandments. And that's what we gotta do today, to stay away from sin. Hallelujah. All the fruits of the spirit, the Bible tell you, you gonna know them by their fruits. You can tell that people is evil, and if they good, they won't have the fruits of the spirit. It's 12 of them. You gotta reread over there in Galatians. Hallelujah. Tell you about the fruits of the spirit. We can't tell you everything, because we don't have time on this and here, but what we can tell you a little bit. Read your word. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's all of us, not just us preachers, but you as well. If you gonna live in God and keep his spirit in you, you gotta keep the devil out, because God ain't gonna abide in you with the devil in you as well. Hallelujah. He's in charge. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, sin ain't a God. Hallelujah. It's come from the devil. Hallelujah. You let the devil get to your mind. That's why the Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You got to keep the right frame of mind. If you let rock and roll, let the devil rock and roll your mind. Hallelujah. With bad thoughts and bad ways all day long. And don't resist the devil. Sin is going to come in. Hallelujah. It's taking one day at a time. You got to watch the devil. That's why the Bible said, lay aside. Get rid of it. Put it away. Ah, yeah. Get it away from you. Sometimes you have to run from sin. You see people out there in the street, they all in everything, getting caught up in everything, talking everything, happy to see somebody separate, happy for division, and that's all part of sin. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So when you see that, sin is going to come in if you take in confusion. I can tell you right now, say what you want. We got to live this word according to the word. You can't just be a hearer, but you got to be a doer of God's word and do what he said. Do your living and praying going to be in vain? And we don't want our living and everybody going to heaven now. Don't even go to church. Don't even have God's spirit. And they get upset if you try to teach them about it. To God be the glory. But we got to do it anyhow. Because we know, even ourselves, that we wouldn't be gaining ground. When you don't sin, you gain ground. But when you don't, when you sin, you lose ground. Hallelujah. So you want to be built up at all times and trying to do what you can. And if you do, you repent and ask God to forgive and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I know I made a mistake. That's the way Jonah was. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. God told Jonah, hallelujah, to go out there and go preach in Nineveh. But he didn't obey God. He did what he wanted to do because he wanted to take it in himself. And sometimes we get in self and tell somebody what to do instead of doing it the way God said it. I believe God said it in his word that he's speaking to every woman, man, girl, and boy. And when they get old enough, we know the little children ain't there. About 12 years old, you're responsible because God went into the temple. To God, Jesus went into the temple and left his parent at that time. And that's a good example. When you get old enough and mature enough, you're going to be responsible for your own sin. And I'm going to bring that word in. The Bible said that father have eaten sour grapes and the children teeth is set on age. That mean ain't no excuse for the children after you get so old. That's why we got the Bible said teach your children and your children children how to live right. That's what I work on every day, trying to be a light to our children, to our grandchildren, to the whole generation. We got a work to do. We gonna be responsible for all the deeds done in this body. Hallelujah. How we say things, how we do things, how we treat people. To God be the glory. And I work toward it every day. Even in my prayer, I say, God, if I didn't do that right, I can see that I still need help myself. You still helping me, because all of sin and come short in your name, Jesus. Still talking about sin today. We don't want to get caught up in sin, but we want to get caught up in Jesus, in the word of God. Hallelujah. And one of the strongest things you can do, Jesus took everything to the cross. You call Jesus, but you plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. They move mountain. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He is in charge. Don't let sin separate you from God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And God said, if you don't, I will receive you. I receive you. If you don't touch the unclean thing, I'll get away from it. Do what God tell us to do. Hallelujah. Because he's the one we need. He's going to help us when nobody else can't help us. My mothers, our brothers, our sisters, our family. Some people got more confidence in their family than they have God. But I tell you, God said, seek my kingdom first and all these other things will be added. Hallelujah. And he said, love me with all thy heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. That's what we got to do. And that's a great love. Can't nothing get in between. Can't nothing get in between you and God. If you have that kind of love for it, study your word, obey God, do the church. The church is right in your home now. Ain't even no excuse. God fixing that thing. Ain't no excuse. The word is coming from here, from left, right, everywhere, in your home. God done put it in your home. Hallelujah. So ain't no excuse. If you don't get out to go into the building, then it's right in your home. If you cut the TV on, the radio on, it's on the radio. It's on the ass everywhere. Hallelujah. God is in charge. Don't let sin separate you from God, but obey God and do what he said. Hallelujah. And don't live your flesh Don't live in the flesh the rest of your life, not obeying God. And you will do it if you don't get His Spirit. So you need to seek His Spirit. Hallelujah. And He'll help you walk in the Spirit and obey the Spirit. Hallelujah. And one day you'll come to Him and you'll meet Him. And you won't be left down here on this earth. Hallelujah. Because every Bible say every eye gonna see Him. And every tongue gonna confess that Jesus is Lord. I don't care what you accomplished. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you got. Ain't nothing without Jesus. You still ain't doing nothing. And if you think I'm wrong, go into the 15th chapter of St. John. The Lord will let you know. You better get ready in the 14th chapter. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That when I come, hallelujah, that I can receive you unto myself. But you, he said, don't let your heart be troubled. Because there's a lot going on right now on this earth. So much thing you say, good God Almighty. And you know what it make you see if you're a spiritual person that you need Him the more. It's a walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You got to get in the Spirit. And y'all be encouraged on today. I wanted to leave that with y'all in Romans 12 and 1. It said, present your body, you, as a living sacrifice. Don't know what's going to come up against this body. Don't know what's coming next. Hallelujah. Your mind, your body, anything trying to stop you. But that's why I said present your bodies as a living sacrifice. You, I'm yours, God. Everything I am, everything I'm not. That's what I tell Him. Hallelujah. I know I ain't right all the time. I know I don't know act right. But I repent right now, Father, and ask you to forgive me and help me with my weaknesses. He said He would. He said he's a good God. He ain't going to ask us to do nothing that He ain't done Himself or He don't know about Himself. Because He's all in all. And He's everything. And that's why we got to stay with Him, obey Him, and stay away from sin. Because sin will destroy your life and separate you from God. Hallelujah. He's in charge. And I know myself because I was a young woman out there in sin. Hallelujah. And I thank God every day still that he let me live this long just so I can do some more work and help His people and do well, get myself right so I'll be ready to come. Like it said in the 14th chapter of St. John, I go to prepare a place for you and I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself that where I am, ye may be also and stay away from sin. Hallelujah. It will destroy you. Hallelujah. The Bible said, don't be deceived, because God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, whatever way you live your life, whatever you're doing, that shall he also reap. So don't think you're going to heaven if you don't do what God said. You got to do what He said. He said, those that love me is the ones that obey me. He told them back there when he was with his mothers and them. He let them know it ain't just my mothers and them and my family and them, but it's those that obey me and my word. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Because God don't have no respect to person. Hallelujah. We give God the glory today. And I gave y'all some scriptures within me. Hallelujah. I didn't read one today. Hallelujah. But I told you through the word. And I know that word good. Hallelujah. Because whatever God said, He will do. Hallelujah. Okay, we go right here in the, I give you a scripture right now. God, let me look at it. Hallelujah. We're in Psalms. Hallelujah. 119. Hallelujah. Says the 33rd verse. It says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thy me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for the judge, thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precept. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. He's in charge. If we learn to read His word and pray and obey Him, and we will not continue in sin. Hallelujah. And I don't know where y'all ever read it or not in the word. It says those. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Some of us, Hallelujah. God, when God brought us out, people start talking about it. The Bible said, when a man ceases from strife, every fool will be meddling. You're a fool to meddle with people that's done changed their life. But the Bible said it. When a man ceases from strife, every fool will be meddling, trying to get you to get away from the way God has made change. She's so stupid. She go to church. She don't go nowhere. If we can get out here, I'm going to tell you one thing, and praise of these ball games. Praising for that ball and stuff, which ain't nothing wrong with it, because I enjoy myself. The Bible said ain't no better for a man to eat, drink, and be merry and have a good time, but don't forget God, hallelujah, and all you say and all you do, hallelujah, and you'll have a good life. I'm here to tell you right now. You might have your hard time, you might suffer sometime, but it won't be every day. God is a good God, and if we do, there's something we have to go through, and God told us in his word that he would make our pathway brighter and our burdens lighter. If we'll learn to do what he said and obey him. A lot of times we're transgressing and we're sinning. And the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. That's why I tell you to come away from sin. The way of a transgressor is hard. Transgression is sin. You got to get away from it. It makes it hard for your life. God told us he'd make it brighter and he'd make it lighter if we learn to obey him. We go through sometimes. He didn't tell us we wasn't going to go through nothing now. But we is. He went through and carried his cross, and we going to carry ours too. So we might well give us. Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free. No, he's not. Because he died for us and gave his only son. But it's not his will that no man perish. And most of the time we talk about it, we be talking about the good thing. Some of us so much into wealth and money and what material things and all the clothes we got and stuff. We don't even have the time for God after he start blessing. But I bless him that much more and thank him that much more as he blessed me so that I can help others. That's what I got in my mind. I love that. I love being able to give or help somebody else. And then I try to, and when I do, God always help me and look out for me. That's what we got to look for. Somebody won't get nobody nothing. They could have $1 million and they still wouldn't get nobody nothing. Some people so selfish. That's what the Lord told that man in the Bible that he was rich. He told him to go sell what he had. And some people don't understand. He got to sell what he had after he got. No, that's not what he's saying. Go help somebody. Go do something for somebody. You get something, you can help somebody else. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. You don't give away everything you got. You know your light bill got to be paid. You know your water bill got to be paid. Common sense. You know that. And so you have to rightly divide the word of truth. That's what I ask God for in our life. Hallelujah. I don't want people to come and get a church everything. No, but you got to pay your tithe. It's very important that you pay your tithe, that there's a blessing plan in your life. As you pay your tithe, I'm doing it myself. And if you ain't got there, you'll get there because it took us time. We got there too. We saw that we better pay our tithe. So how am I going to preach to you if I don't even pay my own tithe? To God be the glory. Tell you, to God be the glory. And then when the tithes is built, the church is helping. Well, they give them preachers all that money. Y'all ain't giving us nothing. It's the you giving it to pay that light bill, that water bill, keep that phone on in the church. Hallelujah. And then when people come, you be trying to help them, and you be going from church to church. Everywhere a leader go, they put offering in. You got to pay. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And a lot of time we take it from our pocket. If the church don't have, we take it from our pocket a lot of time. So and people don't want to get, don't even want to give us an offering. Hallelujah. But it's okay. God blesses us and take care of us anyway. We're grateful for that. But the Bible, that's why the Bible said, out of all thy getting, get understand. But I hope them people be saved as well. They ain't putting nobody down. It's okay. You know, they ain't got there yet. Some things, one day I hadn't got there in certain things, but I'm learning, still learning as I go right now how to live right for God and how to rightly divide the truth and do what he said. All our life we're going to be learning something, but you don't want to be learning and never coming into the knowledge of the truth. A lot of people is learning, but they're not coming into the knowledge of the truth. And you want to know what, because the truth will make you free. That's what the Lord said. And see, that's why we got to read this word and get in this word. Hallelujah. Take time. Hallelujah. Every day I read that word. As soon as I get up, I pray. I don't care if I don't read but one scripture in that Bible and pray. I always take time and pray. Everybody don't have the gift of prayer. I have the gift of prayer. So that's understandable. But if you don't know nothing else, even from years ago, when we were little bitty people with our parents, they taught us how to say the Lord's Prayer. To God be the glory. We can't say nothing there. And as we get in God and grow, we're going to learn more and more. He's going to give us prayer, because prayer is communication with God, and it's very important, and we need it. I'm still showing y'all how to keep away from sin. Prayer is one of the main tools that you need to keep the devil away from you from sin. The Bible said, what, lay them weights aside in them sin? Hallelujah. And don't let the devil ride and drive on you. Whence God has said, after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, ye shall have power to resist and rebuke the devil. We got it, but we don't use it. And we let him drive us, tell us what to do, disobey God, hallelujah, sin and everything. We don't even care about what God's word say. But it's got to come with the word. Hallelujah. This is our spiritual food. Hallelujah. Keeps us from sin. To God be the glory. We give God glory today. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful and grateful. I said, Lord, this word, sin, hallelujah. I said, I'm just waiting on you. Hallelujah. I can't write it. I can't pick it up from no paper today. Maybe a fruit thing I had got from there, but not much. God gave it to me himself about sin. Sin. No good. Stinks in God's nostrils. You got to stay away from it. If you want to grow and sit up in church all jealous, and just like it was in Corinthian church, jealous of one another and stuff. And that's why Paul was writing about it. Hallelujah. You see one over there getting and being blessed and getting the things he need, and you sitting up there all jealous and staying in the place, not obeying God and sinning. And then you look at somebody else, oh Lord, have mercy. Look at all them blessed. You ain't give me this, and getting upset with God. Get upset with yourself. Look at yourself. You're the one that's causing you not to get what you need from God through you sinning and not obeying and doing what you're supposed to do. And sometimes he give it to you anyway, because he rain on the just and unjust. But don't depend on that all the time, because he ain't going to keep doing that like that. Because all of us going to be responsible, because the wages of sin is death. I'm going to tell you that right now. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Y'all get this there. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And ain't no other way. So don't let the devil fool you and think you can keep sinning. That's the word of God. You can't get no better than that. The word of God is the word of God. And y'all know that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that we might have the right to the tree of life. Ain't nobody else did that. So he deserved, and his day of revenge is coming. He putting up with things from us all right now. But just like the world was taken away the first time through water of disobedience, and man will listen to God going about his own ways, and God so turned with me, listen, doing it again, doing what they wanted. Idolatry was the biggest thing. And if you think about it now, it's still out here right now. People love what they're doing. They put everything they want to do before God and don't even call out and ask God to help them or acknowledge him. It's the same way right now. And we got to learn to trust God and obey him, not making no excuses. Oh, Lord, my foot hurt. I ain't going to church this Sunday. I ain't going because my foot hurt. Hallelujah. And then you get a headache. I ain't going. You go, you can be relieved. God can take that headache and that footache away from you. He did me like that a lot of times. Didn't even feel like it sometimes. Hallelujah. Didn't even feel like getting up out of the bed sometimes. To God be, I say, cut out from saying, I've been right all the time. Mm-mm. He worked with us every day too, all us leaders too. And you need to pray for your leaders, because we the leaders and y'all need to pray for us. So we can keep our mind in God the more with all this turmoil and stuff. So I'm taking that, but I'm not taking down, and I ain't drawing back, because he done brought me too far. I'm just glad to still be alive, that he can do anything. Not that everyone is. All things ain't the same and all people ain't the same, but things happen and sometimes we fall, but we don't want to stay there. We want to get up and keep pressing and going back and repenting and ask God to help, even if you're a backslider out there today. Might be one. Hallelujah. But come on back and talk to God. You'll have a much happier life, a much better life, and God can still use you to help build his kingdom. He ain't like us. It ain't God's will that no man perish, but we don't want to continue in sin. We don't want to do that. Hallelujah. We want to get into God and follow peace with all men, which the Bible said, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You got to do what God said and live his way. And that ain't sin. To God be good. Because sin reduces. It brings you down. It takes away from you. It don't build you. It tears you down, make you feel bad. Oh, Lord, I was in a miserable life of sin out there myself. Lord, God, on the mercy of God, and I'm still standing here. God took me so much until I got where I yield. So much. Couldn't the doctors, couldn't help me. Took their medicine, they didn't do nothing. Psychiatry and everything. God, I still saw. He said, when I get through, Callie going to really know me, and she going to really live for me. To God be the glory. And even after I got in the church, I began to say, well, God, when I preach, I want to feel what I'm preaching. And sure enough, he put it in me. I started having trials and tribulations. But I can tell you through experience, and experience is one of your best teachers. Hallelujah, when it comes to trying to be and stay away from sin and do what God is telling you to do. And sometimes people complain about their trials and tribulations, but God is making us through all our trials and tribulations and things we go through. That's the way he got them, making us and breaking us and helping us to get in the way that we will. We're on the potter's wheel, and that's Jesus's wheel. If you ever read over there in Jeremiah, you got to let him. He's making every one of us to keep us saved and saved till he come. I pray that every day till he come, Lord. I want to be right. And keep me right till you come, God. Save me, Lord. And give us what we need to keep us saved till you come, Lord Jesus, down here. I be praying for the whole generation. Because everybody, somebody, and all of us need his help. Not just for me and my family, but I pray for them too. Children, grandchildren, your children, grandchildren. Just a whole generation. I want to see as many saved as possible. But we know some not going to be just like it was before. Hallelujah. Some will destroy. Hallelujah. Sin will destroy you. To God be the glory. That's why we got to stay with God. Hallelujah. And get him in. And then we won't have to take destruction and hell for our life. We take Jesus. And then we're going to see the many blessings and things that he have for us. And if we do suffer, he's going to help us with it and encourage us through everything. I can tell you, hallelujah, after all these years, he's never forsake you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. You'll forsake him. Hallelujah. Because we get in our stubborn ways and we want what we want to do what we want to do. Instead of listening, taking sin on and things and taking the glorious, honorable way of Jesus Christ coming in your life and putting his spirit in you. He said, if you abide in me, I abide in you. And he said, you clean through the word and you heal through your word. Ain't no better than that. You can get your healing through the word and you get cleaned out if you ain't right. Hallelujah. Like they said a long time ago, you know how a car is. A car is full of, sometimes a car just get all, the fluid ain't running through it right, and it ain't running right, and you just need to be fixed all over again, like that car need repairing. Hallelujah. The system that keep it running, the exhaust system. Sometimes we need to be cleaned out like that. We, our exhaust system in us. It need to be cleaned out and made whole, getting stuff out of. Because God said, I am the vine. I am the husbandman. Uh-huh. And Jesus is the vine and we're the branches. So we got to get it together and be and keep ourselves open and keep this stuff out of us. To God be the glory, this mess out of us, these ways out of us, not like God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Ain't no other way. We got our way, but our ways ain't right. We never got to God if we stayed in our way. We had to repent and start crying out to him. Why should he keep helping you and you keep going out there in sin? Just keep on doing it over and over again and you're going to be in sin. Hallelujah. People don't understand that. That was one of the first mistakes I made when I was younger. I gave my first message. And the first message God gave me was, have you any room for Jesus? I'll never forget it. He gave me that word. But I made one mistake, and our leader come back, and she told me what it was. He said, you are worship. God do not hear sinners' prayer. He have worship prayer. He hear your grandma, your sister, your brother, anybody praying for you, you come through. But if you're a sinner and you're going to go on and act like God ain't nothing, ain't nobody, go on. He heard that mama's prayer. He heard that sister's prayer. But he didn't hear your prayer if you was a sinner. I'm just going to tell you like that. I made that mistake myself. And I learned it. She turned me over in Matthew and showed me where it came from. Worshipper. It's many worshipers out here. And they ain't sinners. But a lot of us are sinners. Never turn to God. Never ask him for no help. And keep on doing whatever we want to do in life. And we don't want to be like that. So it's just so much to learn. And I said, well, praise God. She said, and here, come here. I'm going to show you. Her name was Evangelist Mabel Smith. She was my first. And she was pastor of more than one church. She had a lot of church. And did a good work. Hallelujah. She really taught us to be stern through the Lord and obey God. Don't worry about what nobody say. Obey God. Do what God tell you. Stay in the word. Pray. Hallelujah to God. And I thank God for that. It's kept me all these years through all I've been through. I thank him for the ground and the foundation teaching that he gave me. Hallelujah. It was called Rescue Temple. That was the first church, and I helped lead and work in that church because a lot of time Mother Smith was gone. I had to help keep it and help keep it going. To God be the glory. That was my first training as being pastoring and working to run a church. But anyway, y'all be encouraged out there. Don't let sin separate you from God. And always remember to repent, because God is a forgiving God, because it ain't his will that no man perish. And we give God the praise for that today. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We want to draw nigh to him. And I always pray and talk to God. I say, God, you know, I want you to lead and guide my steps. You know, I don't care how old I get or how many days I live. Through your spirit, lead and guide me. And you said that, and acknowledge him every day. Acknowledge him. Let him know you need him. What do you want me to do today, God? Bring my life out to what you want it to be today, God, or whatever, whoever you want me to contact, whatever you want me to do. He said, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I give God the glory for that, and he's worthy to be praised today. And we thank God. Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you. Just let him lead you all the way. All the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. Just let him lead you all the way. All the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. Just let him lead you all the way. All the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. Praise God. We give God glory for that. If we let Jesus lead us all the way, we'll make it to heaven. To God be the glory. And we're so thankful and we're grateful for that today. And at this time, we thank God for the word, precious God. Come on, Pastor People, let's go into prayer. To God be the glory right now. He's worthy to be prayed, because ain't nothing too hard for him. I don't care what you're going through out there or whatever. Leave it here at the altar and carry it to God and leave it, and he'll help you with it. If you don't go back and pick it up, you can't fix it yourself. You're wasting time. I'm learning that more and more every day as we live and breathe and walk and talk every day, that it's all in God's hand, and we got to turn it all over to him, no matter what's going or coming or what's going on. And you have to give it to him to fix, because he's the only one can fix things and make things right for us. Hallelujah. To God be the glory today. And we're just so grateful and thankful. And we thank him for that word this morning, letting us know about sin. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And God said he wouldn't have us cold or hot. He'll spew you out of his mouth. That's what he said in the word. So we got to stay as hot and get as much we can from Jesus and learn all we can about him, how to live right, so we won't be spewed out, because we want to make it in. To God be the glory. And we're so grateful and thankful. He's in charge. Hallelujah. And all he's doing. And turn yourself over to Jesus today. Give it to him, whatever it is in your life. You know what you need. Don't nobody else know what you need. Hallelujah. That's why we say God been good, and he have, and only he knows what we each need. He's looking on every one of us right now, even in heaven, just seeing what we need. And he meets our need. He said he would meet our need according to his riches and his glory. That's what you said, Father, and I trust in you for that. Hallelujah. And that you satisfy the desire of every living thing. He reigned on the just and unjust. He ain't like us. It ain't his will that no man perish, but he's not petting sin either. So we got to learn not to let sin separate us from God and know it the more. But we give God praise and thank you, God, for all you're doing for your people worldwide, everywhere. How far you brought us from, for where you're taking us to. Brought us a long way. Dude, we never made it. We never took it. We never stood. We never did nothing without you, God. But thank you, hallelujah, for giving your only son divine favor, divine healing, all you're doing for your people everywhere in the land worldwide, hallelujah. Now, the whole generation, hallelujah. Some say yes, some say no. But whatever you do, we say or do, we're going to answer to you. And we want to make sure we're getting it right and doing what you said. And God, we thank you for watching over us, protecting and giving us traveling mercy and all your other leaders and people, even people traveling for work and everything. Whatever they're doing in life, on the airplane, on the bus, driving cars, just whatever. Your eyes looking over and protecting, because you are everywhere. Hallelujah. And you are in everything and through everything and all of everything. And we give you glory and praise, and we thank you, God, for lifting us up and keeping us bold, courageous to stand no matter what. Lord, come and blessing your people with whatever they need, whatever sick in their bodies, healing, deliverance, or whatever they need. You're able to do it for us all. And continue to bless us all and keep us safe until you come, oh God, and being obedient and doing what we said, even when we don't feel like it. We ain't going to fail to give you the praise. And we thank you for our leaders, Bishop Willie Gilmore, Pastor Faye, those down in Waysboro, our chief apostle, and State Mother Mahalia. And we thank you for Apostle Austin. He's working close with us, and so is the one on the TV. We thank you for the TV ministry. To God be the glory. And we thank you for the youth even going up on today. We thank you that you'll send them in. It's all in your time. You're going to add to the church such as should be saving. You send everything and making everything the way that you want it to be in this whole world, everywhere. And we thank you, Father. And we love you very much, and we appreciate you. And we wait on you. We don't mind waiting. We just tell you thank you. And as your blessings flow and you continue to bless us, good success and good health, healing, saving, and living in our life and healing and helping us every step of the way in all you're doing. Hallelujah. We pray for Aretha and her family and her son. Hallelujah. Bringing them back over and over again. I know how that is with sickness. And don't just be that. And all of them. When you think about it, in the land everywhere, you done healed us so many times and helping us through in life up there all these years. We give you go around and praise and protecting us and watching over God and all your people worldwide, everywhere. We tell you thank you. We love you very much. The increase you've given us all, we thank you for, and the restoration. As you continue to bless us all, making all your leaders worldwide. We forgot past a prophetess, Apostle Cross, she the one working with the TV ministry for us, and we give God praise and all your leaders and people worldwide, everyone. You continue to bless us, giving us whatever we need, whatever we desire in life, and keeping us safe until you come, Father. We love you very much. Those in the hospital, the nursing home, hallelujah. Wherever they are, in the prisons, hallelujah, in your name, Jesus, the fatherless, the widows, hallelujah. Might be somebody else out there oppressed, really going through, trying to commit suicide. Don't feel like they can make it or take it, but give them the mind, oh God, to make the change and see that you're the one that they need to cry out to. And I'm praying for my cousin Fern and them as I went their way. I'm praying for their whole family, her as well, and they were taking her to the doctor, and I'm praying for her. Oh, even on today, and maybe she went on back home. But anyway, it's in your hands, God. The healing is in your hand and blessing your people worldwide, everywhere. And you continue to bless us all, making us all what you want us to be one by one through your spirit. We cry yes to your will, yes to your way. And you tell it to make us, pouring your spirit out on all flesh. Day by day, we're looking to you to help us to make it. Every step we make, every breath we take, and thanking you for it, oh God, in your name, in all things. In Jesus' name we ask, amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. He's in charge this morning, y'all, and we give him glory, honor, and praise, and we're going to get ready to move on. We got to go to Ghostin, give our announcements. We got to go to Ghostin. To God be the glory. This was our morning service, and we're going into our evening service. About to go into our evening service. We'll start at 4 o'clock, We're going to be in Goldston. You're welcome to come in. We have our youth service up there every fourth Sunday at 4 o'clock. We call it a youth explosion. Hallelujah. And we come in there and we want to thank God today for always meeting us there. And every we had somebody to come every time that we did service. And we thank God for that. And he's blessing us and adding more and showing us more what to do in there with them and stuff. And we're just excited. Pastor People, you going to curse so you can show it on the, he done start showing it up there on the Facebook. He's showing it that we're having a service up there on this evening at 4. Pastor People will be putting it on. To God be the glory up there. If you desire to see us at 4 o'clock, we'll start. We might be a little later. Don't give up on us because we wait on people sometimes. Just a little bit, maybe 30 minutes later, something like that. But we still go on every time. Ever since we started, we have not stopped. And we keep going just like we do our ministry here on the Facebook. We give God glory for it. Not that we want no glory on and pray, but we give God the glory because time we didn't feel like it, and God told us to go on anyhow. And every time we give him glory right now, he blessed us and helped us to make it through. We're just so grateful in what he's doing for you as well in your life and family and everybody worldwide, everywhere. We give God glory, honor, and praise. And Lord, we lift you up with all that heaven has given us and has given us and will give us. We tell you thank you and we love you, Father. And I say to y'all out there, like I said, if you ain't doing nothing, come on up to 452 Bellevue Street in Goshen. You'll see Apostle Hubert Austin. He has allowed us to come in here and his people, and we have our, to God be the glory, our youth service in there. We praise Church of Deliverance. We are the sponsors, and we have our youth service in there every fourth Sunday at 4 o'clock. We have it. If you're not doing anything, come on out. When you bring children, bring the children. If you don't, come on. We'll just be glad to have you as well. Hallelujah. But God do the drawing, and in time, he's going to bring everything and all churches, leaders, and everybody and all our life into what he wants to be. Because he's in charge, so we can't worry about that. We got to keep pressing and going forth. And nothing else we're going to have. To God be the glory. I believe it's on so far. We always on, like my husband told you on this morning, as he opened up, he always tell about us have been on the Facebook every Sunday. Not at the same time, but you can get us any time of day. We'll be on here. We'll never have missed the time so far. And we'll be right here on here every Sunday, unless we had to leave on a holiday and people were being with their families and we wasn't having a service. Hallelujah, to God be the glory. But most of the time, we go on and have it on the Facebook, but when we're in Goshen sometime, we might would not have it because a lot of time people with their family on Christmas and holidays, you know. I spend time with my family when I can on the holidays because all of us stay so busy otherwise in church and working and everything, and we try to come together. But y'all be encouraged out there, and then we'll have that service. We got a service. We already have set up, to God be the glory, on the Facebook. And we're up there in Goshen every fourth Sunday at 4. But also for the youth service. That's our youth service day, I said. But then we're going to have, we've already set up for it. And we've had good response. And the men have responded. We're trying to get, want to see our men come on back in the church and work for God. And then the ones that are in there, the leaders and stuff, we're encouraging them to come on. You know, and we've had great response. Pastor People have. He's going to be running a service on September the 22nd. We will have it. Pastor People, you're going to put it on. You're going to put it on. Yeah. Pastor People, I have it on. We'll be up there in Goshen. Hallelujah. At 4. And we're going to have the men to come in. They'll come in. The proceeds will go to our youth ministry. Even though we have other people coming in helping us stuff, it's going toward the youth ministry, helping us to get the church out and stuff. To God be the glory. And we thank God for all the help he sent, even on the, we've had people to send to us, help through us on the Facebook in different places. And we're grateful for whichever way it came and all the help that you all have sent out there. Anybody, we're thankful for that. You too, Aretha. We appreciate all the help, you know, and we don't forget it, you know. To God be the glory. And believe me, it takes it as you run up and down the road going here and there. To God be the glory with your traveling and trying to keep up everything. It takes it, you know. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. But like I said, we're supposed to give the Lord our 10, and he'll let us have the rest, you know. Unless you get make some extra money, don't fail to pay on it. Pay on it, too, because that's the way we do. Hallelujah, too. But if somebody give us something, we take that as our own. We don't give If some give what you got given, and you take it and use it and enjoy yourself with it. To God be glory. It's just so many explanations and things that we need to give out here as leaders sometime, because we're just so eager to collect and get what we have and stuff, but it's really about the souls of men. And that's what we're working toward even the more to get there. And we ain't always been here, but God is getting us there the more to see it's about our soul and your soul as well, the souls of men worldwide, everywhere, that we be saved and ready to go back with God when he comes. To God be the glory. But we love the Lord, and we're thankful. And on the 22nd, I was saying, of September, we're having Men in Red service. Hallelujah, Men in Red. If you don't have red, don't let that stop you if you want to come wear what you got. To God be the glory. But we're going to have a Men in Red service September the 22nd at 4 o'clock up at 452 Bellevue Street, where I just named for the youth. We're going to be there and there, and we're going to be lifting up the name of Jesus with the men of God, because those men are next to God, and we want them, even those that's out in the street ain't even returned yet, might have a mind to come back and serve with God and do what God wants us to do, because we need some men. Men are strong. They have double strength than we have. Hallelujah. To God be the good. But we have strength, sometimes double strength, through being God put his spirit in us women, and we're thankful for that as well. But we know the men is head, and we want to work with them, and we're going to have that service, and we're looking for a dynamic time in the Lord. Hallelujah, lifting up them men as they come up. My husband will be leading that service out, because that's a men's service, and he'll be leading it out, and it's going to be called Apostle Hubert Austin. We'll be speaking. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. World Outreach Ministry. And he will be talking on Under the Blood. We'll be glad for you to come. A lot of people don't know all about Under the Blood, but we want to learn more about it. I learned more. I went to a women's service, and it was dynamite. Hallelujah. We give God the glory for it. I enjoyed it so much, and I took it with me. Gave me more strength to be in a service like that. So y'all come on. If you ain't doing nothing on the 22nd of September, you men out there, and women and children, whoever it is, we'll be glad to hear you. 452 Bellevue Street in Goshen at 4 o'clock, the 22nd of September. We're having, to God be the glory, Under the Blood will be preached, and it will be Men in Red. But like I said, don't let that stop you from coming if you don't have it, wear what you have. But we give God the glory and thank y'all for coming in on us today. Pastor People, come on, let's get our prayer and benediction out of here. To God, so to God be the glory, and we done prayed, yeah. To God be the glory, and we gonna move on, and we gonna go on a little further now. Y'all pray our strength in the Lord, because we always on the road all the time, and we be trying to pray for others all the time as well, because all us need God. I don't care how much we accomplish and what we done, and don't get at ease in Zion, because no matter what you accomplish, you still need more of God. We'll never have enough. But y'all be encouraged out there, and we love y'all. And y'all have a blessed day. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We say thank Pastor People. Want to say something here?
Yeah,
God
anytime.
Hallelujah.
Anytime you want to get us on Facebook, you got to search my name, James Peoples. That's the only way you're going to get to services, is search my name. Good morning to your family, everyone. And thank you again for coming into our service, and I'm going to do the benediction. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch between thee and thee while we're absent from one another. Y'all have a good day. Love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Amen. Amen. Have a good day.